shall we move on?
Have a go.
My grandfather, whose most profound influence on my life was a Methodist, but he was also blind, and he waited until Lloyd George ensured that the Welsh Church was independent and was disestablished, and then he became a member of the Church of Wales. And I was brought up with that tradition. I think they are very important traditions and run through, and I think that was a very important aspect in Jim's life. Many people have said that. But what was so fascinating, I spent many hours on planes with him, and that's one of the greatest joys of my life, because he would quietly let me know what he was really thinking, never in the form of criticism, but always in a bleak way, but you knew exactly what he was aiming at if you thought you were going slightly off ground. But I always thought that his... he never thrust that. You had to get quite close to realise that religion mattered to him. And I think that's the right way for politicians to keep their religion, keep it to themselves and keep it private.
And one little gloss, I mean, Rob and I come from Wales, we're both Welsh-speaking, and Wales was very important to Jim. It became increasingly so. Many of his aspirations, perhaps in a rather sentimental way, aspirations about a sense of community, about a collective approach to social problems, it seemed to him were identified with a kind of Welsh ethos. And, of course, nonconformity was absolutely central to that. Others will have stories like this. I remember in 1963 being with Jim when I was at Columbia and he was speaking in Princeton University, and we and Jim gave a good speech. He was shadow chancellor at that time, and we were walking through Princeton, and he beheld an organ. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, and one of us, not me, could play the organ, and we had a very rousing ceremony, and I think that's what appealed to him, collective culture. I feel that he thought that education was important, not just as a training, but as a form of social awareness, which was central. And he thought, I believe, that Wales embodied that, which of course it does.
Could I just add that obviously it was so crucial because he was a man of values, and the nonconformism gave him values. But certainly when I worked for him, he wasn't of those narrow values, and he was quite shocked by some of the extremes of the Labour Party at its conference, I remember, in about 77, 78, especially on abortion issues like that. And he asked me and Shirley Williams to be his representatives to the Roman Catholic bishops to reassure them that he understood their concerns. And so he was not narrow. On the question of the present leadership, I do think it would help them hugely if they read Ken's book on Jim and all the history of that time. But it's hoping for rather a lot, I think.